Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. I am in studio with one of our very regular guests, sponsor of KNKT, Holly Slade. Holly, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And I'm very excited to talk about Feed New Mexico Kids. Last time we had you on, you had gotten a new warehouse distribution center.
Yes.
A lot of good things happening. And, of course, we're coming into the Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas. And you do some really special things for families, and that's what we're here to talk about today. So thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Holly, I mentioned that you and your husband, Dave, you have Dave Slade & Associates, and you guys have been professional real estate people for a very long time. And sponsors here. You're only, what, 25 years old now?
Right.
But you've been on the radio like 30 years.
Right. Been doing real estate since I was five.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah.
Hey, how is real estate? Is real estate going well? And we want to make sure we remind everybody that that's what you do. And Feed New Mexico Kids came as an outgrowth of a calling that you had on your life. And you have 50-plus volunteers that help execute the ministry. But you're a real estate person.
I am. I actually work full-time. And so it's one of those things when people think that they don't have time to volunteer or get involved in the community. It really is a matter of putting one step in front of the other, because real estate people are busy. Dave and I are very busy. Mm-hmm. We have faithful clients. They give us lots of referrals. We're very blessed that way. But when the Lord puts something on your heart and you just begin to pray about it and you say, okay, I'm going to take a step, the Lord makes a way, because there's 50 volunteers that make Feed New Mexico Kids happen. There is no possible way working full time I could get everything done myself or even a fraction of it. And we have a warehouse manager. We have two retired truck drivers that take a big trailer over to Sam's Club every week for the food purchasing that we have to do. Mm-hmm. We have another gal who retired from HR, who is just a detail fiend, and she does all of our inventory and all of our food ordering. We have volunteers who come every week to pack all of the snack packs, and they use their own gas money to deliver these snack packs to schools all over Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. I mean, it was a brainchild of mine, but it is a shared effort on a big scale.
Well, you know, when the Lord puts something on your mind, and frankly, Holly, you've been very successful in real estate, and we need you to continue to be successful in real estate. And that gave you some of the time and some of the financial resources to start the ministry. But you need other people to come alongside you, which is one of the things that we're going to talk about today, is how people could come alongside you as volunteers, how they can come alongside of you in donating food, and how they can come alongside of you and make financial donations to the ministry.
Wonderful.
Feed New Mexico Kids is doing awesome things. Tell us a little bit about the ministry. I know you've done that before, but this is radio. We want to remind everybody. Tell us about Feed New Mexico Kids.
Well, you know, I came upon some information about 3.5 years ago that New Mexico leads the nation in childhood hunger. And in real estate, you're responsible for what you should have known, right?
Yeah, right.
So I get the Wall Street Journal and the Albuquerque Journal every day. I consider myself relatively informed about my community. And yet I didn't know this statistic. And I thought, how can that be in, you know, an industrialized, civilized, largely church-going city and state? How can it be that we have that many hungry children? And I thought, well, people obviously don't know. So I did a little more research, and I spent a long time praying. I was trying to find a way that we could get the food directly to the child and not to the parent, because in some families, not all families, but in some families, the overseeing adult is not very responsible. And so they're not going to food pantries where they could. They aren't out looking for a job in order to provide for their kids. So I wanted the food to go straight to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up the phone and called a division of APS and said, if I can get food, if, capital mm-hmm. if,
sure,
could you get it directly to the children that have need? And their answer was, absolutely. You know, so within the school system, the teachers, the family liaisons, the principals, the school nurses, it's different at every school. They know who the kids are.
Mm-hmm.
They see them coming in. They're the ones that don't have coats and proper shoes when the weather changes. This summer, there was such an influx of severely hungry children coming into the schools. One of the schools needs 108 of our weekend snack packs for 108 students every week. And she said, Holly, these kids are so skinny. They are so skinny. The teachers were sending them into the nurse's office because they had headaches. One of them was even dizzy. This is elementary school. You've got kids that have headaches and are dizzy from hunger and inability to concentrate. It leads to behavioral problems and all kinds of other things. And sure enough, once they got some food in their bellies, guess what turned around? I mean, we recently knew of a little boy, very, very young. I'm probably not supposed to say his specific age, but I'm going to tell you under 10, who was suicidal because he felt like maybe his mom's life would be easier if she didn't have to care for him and feed him. And of course, that's not true, but that was his feeling.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
So, you know, thankfully, there are good listening people that got involved in that situation, and that's been rectified and remedied. But there are, our kids run the gamut. Their circumstances run the gamut. We've got really sweet, loving, kind grandma and grandpas that have inherited 6 grandchildren and 4 great grandchildren, largely due to the opioid epidemic.
Mm.
So they had 3 or 4 kids of their own, and now they've got, those kids are incarcerated, sometimes murdered, and now they've got the grandchildren and great grandchildren in their care. And who amongst us in our retirement years has planned to take care of 10 kids, 10 growing kids?
Yeah, you're on fixed income and able to take care of yourself, but it's tough with all these children.
That's right. And when a parent is incarcerated for a shorter period of time, they don't go through the formal adoption process.
Right.
So you don't get the benefits that you would normally get if you were adopting the child formally, and then you would qualify for food stamps and that kind of thing. So this culture of in and out of jail and on and off drugs and on and off the street has created this real awkward place for children to be, where they're, you know, the grandparents and the aunties and uncles, and they're hopeful that the parents are going to turn it around, and they don't want to start the next family feud by doing the formal adoption where, you know, you have to then go testify against your child, your niece or whatever, that they're a terrible parent. So there's just all kinds of things going on. Then there's just hardworking people that have fallen on hard times.
Mm.
There's single moms that are working 2 and 3 jobs, mm-hmm. but rent, you know, is expensive. And, you know, when your kids are growing, that's a lot of clothes, a lot of shoes, a lot of food.
Yes.
A teenage boy standing still burns 3,000 calories a day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Holly Slade is with us. She's the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids. She is a local real estate person. We want to remind you of both of those things because Holly loves to sell houses. And I'm going to throw in one other thing. I know, Holly, that early in your career in Albuquerque, you were an assistant to Skip Heitzig at Calvary of Albuquerque. And knowing Skip, that you had to be the most organized human being on the earth. In order to help manage what he's doing, because he's like all over the place and has the energy of, you know, the Energizer Bunny.
He does.
And so I say that all complimentary because I appreciate his teaching and all the hard work and dedication that he and Lenya have. But Holly Slade was administrating that. And then when you got involved, well, I think when you and Dave got together and you put together your company and you took that on, and you are very organized, and you market homes, and you have contracts that are solid, and you negotiate with the best in the business. And what's interesting is you have a partnership right now with Feed New Mexico Kids and the Albuquerque Public Schools. That is amazing, and that's the next thing we're going to talk about after we take a quick break.
Okay.
So more with Holly Slade and Feed New Mexico Kids right after these messages.
God does not gamble with prophecy. Skip Heitzig reminds, it is a sure thing.
You see, God is so sure about what he does that he will announce what he's going to do in advance and then layer it with detail upon detail so that the odds of that ever happening have been exponentially decreased.
There are over 300 prophecies concerning Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, and the track record? A remarkable 100%.
There's no way to explain the Bible's ability to predict the future unless we see God as the author.
Get the Skip Heitzig podcast on your mobile device. Now this logical deduction.
a God this detailed, this precise, this good at what he does, do you think he can handle your family, your future, your medical troubles, all the stuff, the relationships that you freak out about? Do you think the safest place is to put him in his hands and to leave them there?
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
There's a power, and this I've experienced firsthand. On your hardest day, on your most challenging day, when you praise him when you feel like cursing, when you praise him when you feel like falling over and dying, when you praise him when you're mad at him and you don't understand what he's doing, but you praise him anyway, and you say, "You're God, not me. I trust you. I honor you. I worship you. You give and you take away. Blessed be the..." I'm telling you, something wells up inside of you. It's better than happiness. It's joy. It's joy inexpressible. It's joy indefinable. It's peace that passes understanding. It's saturated in glory, and it's sublime. So we have these wonderful things that we're given. We're also promised that we're in the will. That's great. That's always great, right? You're in the will.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
So I'm off air this afternoon telling Holly what we're going to do next, but as I'm thinking about it, I'm going to do something different. So Holly, got to throw another swing at you. Holly Slade, she is the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids, a 501c3 organization. It really is a ministry. It ministers to everybody, regardless of faith. She's trying to take care of children. And Holly, I mentioned before the break that, we talked about the fact that you are a professional realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you just by reputation and also in doing several shows with you. And I know your heart. You are an extremely organized person. People that buy real estate from you, their contracts are going to be done correctly. They're going to be negotiated so they get the best price available. I know that about you for sure.
That's true. That's true.
In fact, I don't know. That Dave Slade guy of yours, you must have done some negotiating with him.
He was a pretty good teacher.
Ah.
He says I was his best student, and he's trained hundreds of real estate brokers over the years.
That's great stuff. Well, I mentioned the partnership that you have with APS, and I'm always excited when a ministry has a partnership with a government agency.
Yes.
It's very exciting to me.
Yes.
Tell us about APS and the niche that you have at Feed New Mexico Kids.
You know, we are filling a need that APS is not able to fill. You know, even through the Title I Homeless Project office, their main focus is not food. Mm. So APS does a great job with Title I breakfast and lunch programs. There are even snack programs in some of the schools that offer after school care, even offer some dinner programs.
Mm.
But with schools, kids have to consume the food on site. That's part of the regulations when you have federal monies behind food.
So 5 days a week, a lot of the kids can eat.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And then on the weekends, there's a whole lot of hunger.
Mm.
And it's been said that Sunday is the hungriest day of the week because some of the kids are pretty good at identifying what they think they can sneak into their backpack,
mm-hmm,
and rat hole it away in their backpack. But then Saturday comes, they're hungry, they eat it all on Saturday, and then there's nothing left for Sunday. One of the little boys Monday morning came in ravenous to one of the schools, just, you know, asking everybody around him, "Are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that?" And the counselor asked him, "When was the last time you ate?" And he said, "My dad gave me some Cheez-Its yesterday."
Oh, gosh. Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its yesterday. Mm. That was probably all he had the previous day.
Well, and the parents are probably just as hungry. They're probably giving what they have to their children.
In a lot of cases, they are, and in some cases, they're tuned out. Mm-hmm. You know, the opioid epidemic is a real force.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got fentanyl coming on, and, you know, the Albuquerque Journal just did a 3-day expose, basically, on the drug situation in New Mexico and Albuquerque. And, you know, we can't pretend that it's not having an impact on the kids. It's having a tremendous impact. You know, I'm always trying to be careful to not paint with a broom and say all hungry kids are, you know, in that situation. That's not the case. But it is an enormous factor.
Mm.
We have many hard-working, respectable parents that are doing absolutely the best they can. Like I said, single moms, single dads who are holding down 2 and 3 jobs, trying to do everything they can. We've got people who may have had death or disease in the family, and they've spent everything that they had on medical bills, you know, trying to help, you know, a mom in a family or a dad in the family survive. And then they pass away and they're bankrupt too. Mm. So we have those situations. And then we have, you know, the opioid epidemic and the crime epidemic. And so there are a lot of times just parents who aren't paying attention, that they won't go to a food bank. They won't use the food stamps appropriately. I'm told that the street value for food stamps is $300 worth of food stamps for $70 cash for drugs.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
So, you know, our first responders tell us stories that sometimes they go on calls and there will be a mom OD'd on the floor and a 5 and 7 year old in squalor and no sign of any type of food in the home. You know, so we don't know the circumstances usually behind what's going on with the kiddos. All we know is that the child is not given adequate food on the weekend. And so we don't use federal funds. Mm. We're completely volunteer driven and we get donations. Mm-hmm. So our food can go home with the child on the weekend. Mm. That's the big difference, is they're really not supposed to take any federally funded food home with them off the premise. So
your niche really is to help families and particularly children have food over the weekend, mm-hmm. and you prepare packages of food,
right,
that are foods that they do not need to prepare. They don't have to cook.
Correct.
Tell us about those food items that you need donated. We're going to encourage people today, as Holly goes through this list, for you to go to Costco and Smith's and Albertsons and Sam's Club and buy some of these items. When you go do your regular shopping, then drop it off at one of these. You can drop it off at any area substation of the Albuquerque Police Department.
Yes.
You can drop it off at Calvary Church. I believe you also work closely with Legacy,
yes,
Church, and they have multiple locations throughout the city. And this food will be picked up once a week or?
Weekly.
Oh, weekly.
Yep.
And then it's taken over to your warehouse and you have this volunteer team, crazy volunteer team, that's packing all these packages. And then you're distributing it through the Albuquerque Public Schools.
Right.
They're making sure these children that they know and have relationship with have some food on the weekend. And then you're also giving it to police officers and first responders of different types. So fire department involved at all? Or
no, but I think they're going to be very soon.
Yeah.
We're working on that conversation right now. So police officers were telling us some of their, you know, calls that they were going on and how helpful it would be to have snack packs on those calls. So they accept donations at their substations, and those who want them, we give them the snack packs for their calls. And in a snack pack, what it is it's a gallon-sized Ziploc bag, and we put inside of it a spoon and a napkin, very important, mm-hmm. A flip-top lid of beef ravioli, single-serve mac and cheese, because they can use hot tap water, or if it's a teenager that really is living on their own and couch surfing or living in a car, they can usually get hot water from one of the circle stores or corner stores, mm-hmm. But they have to have their own container.
Mm.
So kids are resourceful. They'll then, after they eat the mac and cheese, they'll lick out the container or wipe out the container, and then we have a package of oatmeal in there, and they'll make oatmeal in that same container.
Right.
So then we also put in ramen. It's a belly filler.
Sure.
And even kids who aren't in a food insecure situation, they like to eat ramen dry. And so, you know, we have really gotten feedback from the kids. What things do you like and what kids things do you don't like? So it's the Chef Boyardee beef ravioli with the flip top lid. It's a single serve mac and cheese, ramen. We put in cheese and peanut butter crackers, both. We put in 2 granola bars, pudding. We put in an applesauce squeeze. And then we try and just round it off with whatever, you know, snacks that we might have.
You also used the kind of foil packaged tuna fish and
things
like that.
That's true. Yeah, we put the tuna in as long as it's flavored. Kids aren't really into eating plain, you know, packaged tuna. But tuna comes in these foil pouches that is ranch flavored or all kinds of interesting flavor. We don't usually recommend the real hot ones because sometimes the packs are going to little kindergartners and, you know, their little palates aren't there for sriracha, tuna. So ranch and, you know, lemon pepper and those types of things. And then there's the little kits too that have the crackers and the mayonnaise and the relish in them as well. So when we get those, we put those in.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a lot more with Holly Slade. We're talking about Feed New Mexico Kids. When we come back, we'll talk about how you might get in touch with Feed New Mexico Kids. Websites, phone numbers, they need financial donations, they need food donations, they need volunteers. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. You're going to be amazed at how many children are food insecure in our community when we come back. Stay with us.
Is there something about your house that chills you? Are there strange sounds coming from your furnace? When darkness falls, do your pipes clank and moan? Whatever it is, give the guys at Bosque Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 444-7200. Their friendly service professionals are ready to bust even the scariest of home HVAC issues. Just dial Bosque at 444-7200. That's 444-7200.
This is Pastor Scott Tom. Are you new in town? Looking for a church? Visit us at Cross Christian Fellowship. We have verse-by-verse teaching, casual dress, and contemporary worship. There are great opportunities for community and service. We are located just north of Osuna on Edith. For more information, visit crossfellowship.org. See you at the cross.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Holly Slade of Dave Slade and Associates Realtors is in studio with us, and she is the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids, and we're talking about that ministry. Holly, I keep emphasizing what you do vocationally because you're very skilled at it. It's God's blessed you in that. You need people to not only support Feed New Mexico Kids, but we'd love for you to be able to get some listings and some things from people because you've dedicated a lot of your life to real estate. You're very good at it. You provide a tremendous service, but a lot of the benefit you get financially from that's going to Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yes, a portion of each commission goes directly to Feed New Mexico Kids, as you might imagine.
Yeah, and we are challenging other people to do the same thing. Right now, I understand you have over 100 kids that are on a waiting list.
160.
That you don't have food for.
Right.
And what kind of resources do you need to make that happen so you can take care of them?
We need dedicated, regular financial partners. And on our website, there is a way to sign up for monthly giving.
Okay.
And so that is the way that we are able to project what we can do going forward. So when people have a food drive, it helps us tremendously. But we don't know when somebody might have the next food drive. So we need both. We need these, you know, influxes of food that help our inventory because that's less money that we have to spend buying food.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to be able to project because the worst thing you can do is get a child started on a snack pack program and then take it away.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't get them started on it until we can see that we're going to be able to make it through the entire rest of the school year with that child.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So when a school will contact us and say, we need 30, we need 48, we need 50. And so those schools are all on waiting lists right now.
And that they don't call you and say, we need 48, and you give them 48, and that solves the problem. This is every weekend.
Every single week.
Yes.
Every single week. So if school is in session, we are providing snack packs. Mm. And that's just our commitment. We will not do a takeaway. Mm. So when we can, you know, take on the next school, we take them on just as soon as we can. We have some conversations with schools where we say, you know, okay, you need 48. We could start you with 30 right now. You know, are you able, you know,
yes.
and think about that heartbreaking situation to make the cut. I mean, can you imagine that you have identified 48 children that have need of weekend food, and now you get a phone call from me saying, we can start you if you can get it to 30. I mean,
right.
You know, even this Thanksgiving, we're doing these meal bags for people. This Thanksgiving, we're doing 3,000 meal bags, and each meal bag feeds 4 people.
Yeah, let's really talk about that special event. Because
okay.
This is a Thanksgiving meal distribution to over 3,000 families working closely with APS.
Yes.
And when you hand them one of these Thanksgiving meals, it feeds 4 people.
4 people. And it doesn't matter if they're living in a car, living in a motel, if they don't have electricity right now at their house, if their oven doesn't work, they don't have a roasting pan. This is a prepared meal.
Mm.
So APS Food and Nutrition, the gal who runs that over there, Sandra Kemp, is just, she is an all-star. She is just an amazing human being that can do phenomenal things with food preparation. So her team cooks the turkey, then they're going to freeze it so that it's sliced turkey, it's then frozen. And so included is a flip-top can of green beans, a flip-top can of corn, dehydrated stuffing, gravy, and mashed potatoes that only require water, no
wow.
butter and milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then she puts a styrofoam cup in the bag that is a 1 cup of water, and then picture directions. So no matter what language anybody speaks, because we have some refugee kids that come from various African dialects that, you know, there's so many different little dialects, all we can really do is give them pictures.
Mm.
So, and then it has plates and serving utensils. So literally a family can be living in their car and have Thanksgiving dinner.
Holly, give us the website that people can go to.
FeedNMKids.com.
FeedNMKids, K-I-D-S, .com, and they can push on a button to donate?
Yes.
Do they sign up to volunteer if they want to?
We already have the volunteers. As you might imagine, it's a logistics, it's a large logistics, effort.
Sure.
And so, Zanetta is, organizing all of those volunteers. She's got them lined up. There's a training this Saturday for them, and we'll get the distribution going. But we committed for 3,000 meals, and we're still trying to raise that $150,000.
Mm.
We were at 133 at last count, but then we got the phone call that various schools needed 176 more meals for families.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Sandra Kemp, and we worked it out, and we're buying the corn and beans, and she's doing the rest. So there's another $8,800 that we need. So
Tell us about that partnership with APS, because you are very impressed with their food service folks.
Oh, she's just amazing. They have a warehouse over off of Lomas and Louisiana-ish, right there behind the Cooperage. And this thing is huge. It's like Amazon. You walk into this warehouse and you just can't even believe it's happening. They have freezers the size of entire grocery stores that you drive forklifts through.
Wow.
I mean, she's running an amazing organization. And then she takes the moment to say, oh, and by the way, I'll do these 3,000 meals so that this organization can distribute it. So we purchase the food from her. We pay, you know, the labor.
Right.
So that, you know, APS obviously isn't losing any money on it. But they deliver these meals to the schools in these refrigerated boxes that are on wheels. There is no way that a volunteer organization could get prepared food to all of these schools and have it safe for consumption. And she just thought it up. I remember when we were thinking about Thanksgiving meals, I thought, what are we going to do? Turkey jerky? You know, how do we get a prepared meal to this many people? Sat in a conference with her and her brain was going bing, 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 bing. She had it figured out in no time flat. I was astounded. She is so impressive. So impressive.
Again, I'm just so blessed that there's a partnership between a Christian ministry that is taking care of people of all faiths, working with a government agency to just take care of people.
Yeah, and our rule, anytime you're working with a government agency, the rule is when you're on their turf, you can't proselytize, you can't witness, you can't go there. You have to respect the rules of your land. But our goal is to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yes.
That's our goal. And, you know, as you look through scripture and you look at, you know, take care of widows and orphans in their time of need, there is not a parenthetical statement there that says, as long as you can witness to them. It's not there.
Yes.
We are commanded as believers to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And obviously we pray our brains out for these kids and we pray, you know, for their families and their circumstances and all of that. And we trust the rest to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I think too many times Christians, you know, kind of put that string attached that I won't do good unless I can tell you about my God. It's like, you know, we are commanded to do good.
Right. Oh, I love the challenge you're offering, Holly. Here's a profound thing that I was shocked at, because you already described how you read the paper regularly and stay on top of the news before you were the founder of New Mexico, Feed New Mexico Kids. And now you know that there's over 25% of the children in our community are food insecure.
Mm-hmm.
That is a shocking number to me.
Yeah.
I mean, over 25% of a 30 student classroom are kids that are not getting fed on the weekends for sure.
Right.
Wow. More with Holly Slade and about Feed New Mexico Kids when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today. On the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Hi, this is Carrie Jobe, and here's a special word from an incredible pastor in my life, Pastor Robert Morris.
Satan is the accuser of our brethren. Now, again, I've had a problem with this much of my life. Blaming others or blaming me. My daughter, when she was young, and before she really came into an encounter with Christ when she was 19, she was always blaming someone else. Let me put it another way. You might have a child like this. It was never her fault. If she got a bad grade, she would say, I told you that teacher doesn't like me. So one time she comes in and she does like this. She walks in and she says, someone stole my phone. I said, you didn't lose it, right? No, I know exactly where I put it. 5 minutes later, she comes in with her phone. I say, so you found your phone? This is what she says. The person who stole it put it in the bottom of my purse. There's too much accusation going on in the body of Christ right now, instead of love and forgiveness.
For more worship in the Word, visit PastorRobert.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Well, hello and welcome into ABQ Connect. You caught me running into the other room to hand our producer a note, but I'm back with Holly Slade, Feed New Mexico Kids, and Dave Slade and Associates. Holly, remind people if they have a home that they need to sell, if they're interested in buying a new home, how do they call you?
Well, they can call us at 505-342-8100.
8100, Dave Slade and Associates. And how long have you had the company?
Oh, gosh. Dave has been in real estate in several different companies. He has opened and sold several companies. So he's been in the business over 35 years. Mm-hmm. And I have been in the business over 20 years.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've done a lot, seen a lot. Every now and then you get something that you haven't seen before. You're like, wow, you know, this industry is still exciting. It's still changing. It's still challenging. I have a passion for contracts. Mm-hmm. I probably should have been an attorney, but my early career was in hospital contracting and marketing, ironically. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I did take my corporate hiatus and come work here at Calvary and had some wonderful experiences. We went to Russia and did Operation Christmas Child and Mexico City and, you know, organized some of those trips and organized two trips over to Israel and had a wonderful time doing that. And then Dave and I got married. He needed help in the real estate business. Mm-hmm. And so I had actually already had my license. It was just sitting at the board. So I joined him in real estate and we've been having a lot of fun ever since.
Well, and let's give the number one more time to call Dave Slade and Associates. Holly Slade runs a lot of the residential real estate.
Correct.
And Dave is doing a little bit of commercial and residential as well.
Yes.
So you're both wearing a lot of hats, but give out the number one more time for Dave Slade and Associates.
It's 505-342-8100.
And full service, everything. And I want to remind people of that because it's important vocationally. God's obviously blessed you. I hope the station's been helpful in promoting you guys. But, you know, the focus today is we're reminding people about Feed New Mexico Kids. It's a ministry that you founded, and a lot of people have come alongside you. You have a lot of businesses that are helping sponsor a lot of individuals, over 50 volunteers.
Yes.
So a lot of the nuts and bolts of the ministry are being handled by people that have really the same call that you have on your heart. They're volunteering a portion of their time.
Yes.
But they're not taking away from their families and their vocation. They're spending that free time instead of, you know, watching a, you know, Netflix binge. They're working, packing snack packs.
We've got some pretty high level retirees. Mm. One of our retirees was a special ed teacher for a long time. And then she was a principal at a special ed school back east. And mm-hmm. so she has just been amazing. For the first year, she ran our whole snack pack packing division by herself.
Wow.
I mean, she's just phenomenal. And her husband had mid-stage Alzheimer's, and this was something that gave him such purpose and joy that he could come out and do something and be so helpful, and it was easy for him to do because the packing was repetitive.
Yes.
And so it really enriched their lives. And then we've got a gentleman that's retired from an IT department. He's our warehouse manager, and he is just a detail-oriented guy. We weigh every box before it goes out so that we can track our numbers of how much food we do in pounds. We're on track to do 50 tons of food this year.
Well, and I want to encourage people that have on their heart to give that obviously you have a lot of efficiencies financially with Feed New Mexico Kids
mm-hmm.
because you're almost 100% volunteer organization.
Correct.
And you are buying food. And you're distributing that food, so the majority of those dollars are, you know, they're not going to a 70% overhead,
no,
as you see in some charitable organizations. And, you know, I don't want to get on anybody's case, but I also, myself, I like to look for making donations to organizations like yours that are, the dollars are largely going to the people that you're serving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so amazed at what God's put on the hearts of people that are volunteering. I appreciate you sharing about those individuals and why they're there and how it's benefiting them. Because we all benefit more by serving.
Yes.
Than the people we're serving.
We do. We do. And, you know, we have one gal who works at a credit union here in town. And she has a day off that's a weekday. And so she comes over on her weekday and volunteers. We have another woman who lives down in Huning Highlands area, and she prefers public transportation. She rides the bus up to our area, and when it was 103 degrees this last summer, she walked from the bus stop to our warehouse. Then, of course, some ladies that also volunteer got to know her, and they meet her at the bus stop, and they pick her up and bring her. But there are these beautiful relationships and friendships that are built. We have employees who work at the post office who work a late shift. They work 2 to 10. So they have to get up early on their volunteer days, earlier than they normally would, and they come in and they work packing snack packs before they go to work at the post office. I mean, the people who have a heart for this are so varied and so rich in personality and rich in their lives. You know, there's nobody that's there that goes, well, I didn't have anything else to do today. Everybody is giving up something to be there.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful thing to see. And then the warehouse itself was donated by a local businessman. And he even pays the utilities.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, people's generosity has just been overwhelming. And you know, so I always, my personality is that I want to be so thankful for the generosity that I feel guilty asking for more. So here we are, this amazing, generous outpouring, and 50 tons of food goes out, but I have 160 kids on a waiting list.
Well, you know, they say the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few.
Yeah.
And you need some people. You know, the Bible talks about people that are servants. But a lot of people, like when you read Philippians and other letters that Paul wrote in the New Testament, you will see that there were people that came alongside him financially. And they fed the entourage that Paul had as he traveled around the countryside preaching the gospel. And he thanks those people in his letters. He praises their giving and their willing hearts. And we're really just simply giving people information. And they can go to feednewmexicokids.com, and they can find out how they can donate. They can see a little bit about the ministry. Feed New Mexico Kids, and I'm going to just restate it. Sometimes people think I'm being redundant, but on the radio we kind of have to do those things. You are feeding children on the weekends and providing them with prepared foods in a gallon bag that they can use to eat on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
And that's an amazing thing. But you also have a special event coming up where you're going to be distributing a Thanksgiving meal November 19th and 20th through the Albuquerque Public Schools. The Albuquerque Public Schools is helping you to prepare the food. What a cool idea.
It is amazing. It is really amazing when you think about these prepared meals going out all the way down to spiced apples for dessert.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so nothing has been left out. So they've got plates, they've got serveware. And just to think, you know, there are families that are living in cars right now. Circumstances have come upon them. And for whatever reason, they feel safer, you know, in their car in a parking lot, or it might just be a season, and they can have Thanksgiving meal. But also the Westside Homeless Shelter is a shelter that does not serve food. So the people that are bussed in and out of the Westside Homeless Shelter every day, they have to figure out their own food needs. And so
and a lot of their children are enrolled in public schools.
Yes, they are. Yes,
so that's a way they can have a nice meal, and they can go back to where they're staying and have a nice Thanksgiving meal.
Yes.
What a blessing. And you mentioned, Holly, earlier that, you know, you're not out there in anybody's face preaching the gospel. But the truth is the Holy Spirit's the one that makes the Christians.
Yes.
Not us. You are fulfilling what Scripture tells you to do. You're taking care of orphans and widows. You're letting government organizations participate. That has to bless them.
It does. And APS is very aware that we are a church-based organization, that other churches partner with us, that it's church volunteers that are donating money, that it's church people who are packing the snack packs. They are very aware. Nonetheless, they have rules and regulations.
Right.
And they ask us to follow those, and out of respect, we follow those.
Yes.
You know, that's what you have to do if you're going to partner with government agencies. You can't walk into any government agency and say, you know, well, thank you for inviting me to play football, but you're going to play by baseball rules. It's like their game, their rules.
Yes.
We're on their campuses. It's their rules.
Well, and you know what? I'm just excited. I'm so lifted up when I get to talk to you, Holly, because you have a bunch of victories. You have a bunch of cool stories to share with us. But then there's that little bit of anxiety that I get and I hope our audience is getting to hear about kids that are, that you're not able to help right now.
Right.
Because you need a few more resources.
Yes.
And those resources are really not that much. We can meet that need if we come together as a community, and our listenership is obviously made up of a lot of giving folks. So
on our website, there's a button for $7, because that's what a snack pack would cost if you walked into the grocery store and just assembled one yourself. Mm-hmm. Now we're doing volume, so we can assemble them, you know, a little less than that, but you could make a monthly recurring donation of $7, one snack pack. We have a school that, you know, was so desperate for these five kids. They said, look, we can wait on the other kids, but we have five we are so desperate for, if you can just get us five snack packs a week. Mm. I mean, so you, if you think your one snack pack wouldn't make a difference, it does. Because if five people said, I'll give $7 a week, or if five people, you know, you can give once a month. You know, do you go to Starbucks? Do you go out to eat? Is there anything in your life that, you know, is not a necessity? Sure, we're all invited to enjoy the fruits of our labor. I enjoy the fruits of my labor as well. Mm-hmm. But a portion of everything I earn goes to tithing, goes to supporting missionaries, and it goes to Feed New Mexico Kids as well.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have one more segment with you, Holly, and then we're going to have your friend and mine, Brian Allred, in talking about the Convoy of Hope that happened last weekend, giving us an update. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with Holly right after these messages.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8585.
9 out of 10 American households own a Bible, yet only 14% of adults engage with the Bible daily. The need for proper renewal is obvious in our country and in our churches, and that's exactly what we want to help you experience by sending you an encouraging resource from Lenya Heitzig called Sheology, a Quiet Time Journal. Listen to Lenya.
I know what it means to have a dry period of time with the Lord, but I know that can change. That's why I've written this Quiet Time Journal. I invite you to put it in your routine. It'll make a difference. The year 2020 can mean a new day for you.
A Quiet Time Journal has a daily Bible reading plan, a weekly prayer focus, a monthly meditation, plus space for you to journal your prayers. We'll send you a copy of Sheology as thanks for your gift today of $35 to this media ministry. Call now, 800-922-1888. Or you can give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
This is Steve Ryman from the KNKT Business Relations Office. Did you know that according to Simmons Research, 72% of Christian radio listeners prefer to buy from a business that advertises on their radio station? 62% say they would shop more at a known business if it advertised on Christian radio. I'll introduce your company to the KNKT listening family. Our listeners make great customers. Email me now at advertise@knkt.com. That's advertise@knkt.com. And I'll show you that KNKT means business.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. Holly Slade with Feed New Mexico Kids and Dave Slade and Associates Realtors in studio with me this afternoon. Holly, Feed New Mexico Kids is amazing. You're taking care of helping to feed kids. APS is working with you in an amazing way. We need some resources, though.
We do.
We need our listeners to help out. We have 160 kids in APS right now that have been identified that need food on the weekends, and you currently don't have the resources to help them.
Right. We're doing over 1,200 snack packs a week as it is, and we've got 160 kids on a waiting list that we can't yet provide for. And so we're just asking people if they would partner with us on those. And then we committed to do 3,000 of these family meals for Thanksgiving, and they're $50 per meal, and it feeds a family of four. And part of what we're paying for is all the labor that goes into that, the distribution.
And APS is taking care of that.
They're
taking care of the actual labor, but you have to pay them for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Because, again, the food is going off, you know, off site, and so we have to buy it. Again, right. You can't use any federal monies for that. So
gotcha.
We pay for that. And so that's $150,000 that we're trying to raise. We're at $133,000 so far, but we got late calls from a couple of schools that were in dire need for an extra 176 meals. So we're actually doing 3,176 meals. And again, the meal bag feeds four people. It's $50 each. If people would go on the website and buy a meal bag, buy a few, buy 100 of them, whatever they want to do. And also really think about signing up to be a monthly partner, because that's how we get these 160 kids off the waiting list. We've got to be able to project forward and know that it wasn't just a one-time windfall. And again, the food drives that people do are an incredible blessing, because it's less of our budget that we have to use. But we've got to be able to see a clear path that we're going to be able to serve those kids all the way to the end of the school year. We will not do a stop and start on these kids.
Well, you're being a good steward of the resources that God's given you, and you're projecting out a budget, and you want to be reliable and you want to be consistent, because
right.
these kids obviously don't have a lot of reliable, consistent things in their lives.
Right.
But I will say, and this is at least how I felt about my teachers. I really loved my teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they love on those kids,
oh,
and their heart's broken, and they are always putting out their own resources as well. So
yes.
don't just come alongside Feed to Mexico Kids. Come alongside the teachers in this community that are trying to take care of their children. Come alongside APS. What a neat story, Holly. Thanks for sharing it with us today.
Thanks so much, Jim. I appreciate all your support.
Well, we're going to be back talking to Brian Allered. Brian has obviously got New Mexico Praise and America Praise, and he's doing some praying for Feed New Mexico Kids, too. I know that for a fact, Holly.
He's a great partner. He's a wonderful guy.
We'll be back with Brian. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah, that's their number. 444-7200. Or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God has showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so, and he's already paid the price for the repair.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are joined on the phone for our last segment by Brian Allered, the president of America Praise. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Jim. How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm blessed to have seen the news stations around Albuquerque talking about the Convoy of Hope and how well that went this past weekend.
You know, it was outstanding. 9,248 people in the building, a 39% increase from last year. So only Jesus could have pulled that off.
And Brian, I want you to remind everybody of all your partnerships. I mean, you had the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church and many denominations coming together, praying together, volunteering together. You had people that were barbers and doctors, and tell us about all the people involved.
You know, really, it was a community effort, a united effort, and so we had 100 churches, businesses, nonprofits, and government agencies that came together, plus individuals. You know, we had all the hairstylists that came, and the photographers that came and did the family portraits, and Comcast was a major partner, and Presbyterian Healthcare did our medical clinic.
Wow!
And Chick-fil-A fed 8,800 meals, not one left. We were trying to find one at the end of the day, and there weren't any Chick-fil-A left. So it was pretty extraordinary to see the community come together.
And Brian,
the business community and the government and the church come together.
Brian, you are doing so many things. America prays and New Mexico prays. You have people praying over all of these things. I know that you're very involved with Feed New Mexico Kids and praying over what Holly Slade's doing. She's been in the studio with us today. And I'm just amazed at the energy you have. Is this a Holy Spirit thing?
Only the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit could sustain this. But yeah, you know, now we go from Convoy Hope. Amazing what God did. We'll do it again next year. Next year, the idea is to do it one in Santa Fe in September and one in Albuquerque in November.
Wow, and that's going to be a huge project.
But, you know, now we pray and we pivot toward Thanksgiving. And we're New Mexico Praise is really honored and excited to partner with Holly and Feed New Mexico Kids to feed 3,178 families through FBS. So really, really excited about one more opportunity to serve the city in a very big way. A very big demonstration of God's love. Does that matter? You know, and I say it does. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, he said, let your light shine and let them see your good works. When they see your good works, they'll glorify your Father in heaven. So that's what we're doing. We're serving the city so they'll understand and know the God that we love.
Brian, you mentioned a couple of your financial partners, Comcast, Presbyterian, but one of your biggest partners was the city of Albuquerque. And again, I point that out because I want praise to go where it's due. You have some people that are really sensitive in our government that are supporting these efforts. They know that your first line of care is to just meet the physical needs and emotional needs and spiritual needs of these folks. And they're throwing away any bias they may have, and they're just getting together as a group and helping you.
That's right. You know, and the Bible says give honor where honor is due, so I want to honor Mayor Keller and his administration and City Councilor Ken Sanchez and Albuquerque City Council. So the city got the rent for the convention center, and that was $38,000 sponsorship. And then they came back and said, hey, we want to help. You know, because it costs them, the groceries are free, but it costs $15,000 just to get them here.
Right.
And so city council came back and said, hey, we want to pay for the transportation of the groceries. We'll pay for the venue. In all, about $68,000. They gave away 1,600 bus passes so people could get there. I mean, just they helped market it. So the city called it on their website, Convoy Hope, the free resource event in New Mexico. So
yeah,
that's how they marketed it.
And you ended up giving away almost 10,000 bags of groceries to families.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it was pretty last year on every level. We got better at it. We learned some things. We got better. Our team was amazing. And, it was just a big day for the city. And there was a city leader there, and I won't mention her name, but a city leader. And that I saw that we partner with. And I said, how are you doing? Good. My mom came with me, and her mom had some health problems with her foot. And I said, oh, your mom is here? I didn't think she'd be walking. And she said, she's over in the prayer area getting prayed for.
That's really great.
So one of our city's officials' mom was getting prayed for in the connections area. So, you know, you just go, how awesome is that? And then there was like a homeless guy that came in and wanted to volunteer. So we gave him a shirt, signed him up, and he volunteered for the day. And just so many people that got ministered to, you know. And I wasn't sure. Last year we did it in June, warm out, it's summer. This time was winter. It was very cold. That cold freeze came down, you know.
Yeah.
And I wondered, would that affect attendance? But attendance went up.
Brian,
it didn't go down.
We are so blessed to hear all of this, but unfortunately, we're already out of time. Brian Allred, president of America Praise, thanks for joining us. Convoy Hope was amazing. We'll see you tomorrow.
Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.